Each meeting, I learn something new about how the parents are feeling, how the educators are feeling, and I feel like I'm a voice back to the mayor to let him know how those meetings went. But I think it's also an opportunity for the mayor to continue his own initiative and focus on education. As you recall, I've been here in the seat now for 2.5 years, and he, you know, brought in specifically to help him with education, health, and a myriad of areas I've been helping with in the last year. But, you know, I want to emphasize that I know that all of our parents in the community want their children to succeed. And personally, I'm a product of the Buffalo Public School education and have turned out okay, I think. Several of my peers who attended Buffalo Public Schools in the community are business people, educators. There's a group of professionals from Bennett High School who have been working as alumni to keep that school open, even when there was a threat of it closing.
In what you've been witnessing on the school board, would mayoral control or some sense in some shape or form make sense at this point to stop the dysfunction?
Well, the mayor, remember, has said over and over again that he really does not want to do this. However, the hue and cry from the business people, the parents, the community, some of our lawmakers has been pretty strong. But at this point, you know, we're really in wait-and-see mode. But I know he will do what needs to be done to bring this community together. Because, as he said before, a strong community, a strong, positive, vibrant community with all the economic development going on can't be successful without a strong, successful school system.
If you could find one single obstacle that's hurting the education system, what would it be right now?
The first thing that comes to mind is just attendance, getting to school, and trying to overcome whatever factor it is to get into the seat and be there. Because, you know, we can't put it all on the teachers if this child isn't in the seat.
So many students tell us the struggles that they have are home life. Is that what you see as the perhaps one of the biggest breakdowns when it comes to the students?
I do think it is a strong contributing factor. Remember, in one of my past lives, I was commissioner of mental health. And behavioral health issues, bullying, one-parent families, you know, can be all contributing factors, gang involvement, just wanting to be one of the gang, so to speak, in the school, a sense of belonging. You know, we're looking at parenting issues with kids, having kids, and that's certainly a problem. Fortunately, you know, the social workers in the schools are doing the best they can. But programs like Say Yes, where there are what I call wraparound services, there's behavioral health services, there's legal services to help the family that's struggling with custody issues, domestic issues, all those kinds of interventions are what is needed today.
As they embark in the city school district on another search for a superintendent, what would your best advice be in this search process this time around? Because the community is feeling a little bit blocked out.
Collaboration, communication. Just those two things.
Deputy Mayor, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure, Eileen.